जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधवा जय कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधवा जय कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय राधा श्याम सुंदर राधा श्याम सुंदर राधे जय राधा श्याम सुंदर राधा श्याम सुंदर राधे जय कृष्णा बलराम कृष्णा बलराम कृष्णा बलराम जय कृष्णा बलराम जय गौरनिताय 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 जय गौरनिताय जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमती डिवाइन ग्रेस इसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमती डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधारा श्रीवास्ती गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन धाम की श्री वृंदावन मायापुर धाम की पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की गंगा माई जमुना माई की तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की बृहद मृदंगा की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की श्री श्री चैतन्य चरितामृत मैराथन की ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरंगा ಭೂತಲೆ ಶ್ರೀಮತಿ ರಾಧನಾ ಸ್ವಾಮೀಜಿ ನಾಮಿನಿ. I want to say a prayer to Ranjit Prabhu and all the senior, all the departed Vaishnavas who are so dear to Prabhupada. Hare Krishna, may they bless us. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Please sing with me. Narayanam Namaskritya Ram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudirayet Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki. So we are reading here from third canto, chapter 22, which talks about the marriage of Devahuti and Kardamuni. Text 3. And also seek sincere blessings of all the Vaishnavas who are present here. Please give your blessings, and anybody listening online, what are we without Vaishnava's blessings? And so that we can discuss something that will take us closer to Krishna today, closer to Shri Radhe Shyam Gaur Nitai and Krishna Balaram today. Tatranaya Sruja Chasman Doho Sahastrotsa Sahastra Rupat Stratsatsat Rupat Rudhayam tasya hi brahma Shatramangam prachakshate Tattatra naya sruja chasman Doho sahastrat sahastra rupat Rudhayam tasya hi brahma Shatramangam prachakshate. Vaishnavas, please. Tatranaya srujachasman Doho sahastra sahastrapat Rudhayam tasya hi brahma Shatramangam prachakshate. Doho sahastrat sahastra rupat Rudhayam tasya hi brahma Shastramangam prashakshate. Sahastra sahastrapat Vidhayam tasya hi brahma Chakshate. Vaishnavis, please. Tatra tranaya suja chasman Dosahastra sahastra sprat Nyam sakshate brahma Shatram angam prachakshate Shman दोसहस्रात् सहस्रपात् प्रचक्षते. Thank you, devotees. Synonyms, translation, and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Tatranaya, for the protection of the Brahmanas. Asrajat, created. Cha, and. Asman, us. Kshatriyas. Doh Sahasrat, from 2,000 arms. Sahasrapat, the thousand-legged supreme being, in the brackets, the universal form. Ridhayam, heart. Tasya, his, he, for. Brahma, Brahmanas, Kshatram, the Kshatriyas, Angam, arms, Prachakshate, are spoken of. Translation, for the protection of the Brahmanas, the thousand-legged Supreme Being created us. Us, the Kshatriyas, from his thousand arms. Hence, the Brahmanas are said to be his heart and the Kshatriyas his arms. Once again, please, let's read together. For the protection of the Brahmanas, the thousand-legged Supreme Being created us, the Kshatriyas, from his thousand arms. Hence, the Brahmanas are said to be his heart and the Kshatriyas his arms. Purport. Kshatriyas are specifically meant to maintain the Brahmanas. Because if the Brahmanas are protected, then the head of civilization is protected. Brahmanas are supposed to be the head of the social body. If the head is clear and has not gone mad, then everything is in proper position. Prabhupada is so funny. So he says, if the head is clear and has not gone mad, then everything in it is in proper position. The Lord is described thus, Namo Brahmanya Devaya, Go Brahmanya Hitaya Cha. The purport of this prayer is that the Lord specifically protects the Brahmanas and the cows, and then He protects all other members of the society, Jagat Hitaya. It is His will that universal welfare work depends on the protection of cows and Brahmanas. Thus, Brahminical culture and cow protection are the basic principles of human civilization. Kshatriyas are especially meant to protect the Brahmanas, as is the supreme will of the Lord, Gro Brahmana Hitaya Cha. As the heart is a very important part within the body, so the Brahmanas are also the important element in human society. The Kshatriyas are more like the whole body. Even though the whole body is bigger than the heart is more important. Om Jnana Timranasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunvitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Thank you, Prabhupada, and all the devotees for being here. So here, one of the words that really stands out is that the universal form has thousand legs, it says, right? If we go back to the thousand-legged supreme being. So if somebody has thousand legs, obviously he is also has thousand arms, which is referring to Kshatriyas. So here, by the way, who is speaking with whom here? Who is saying us? Who is the Kshatriya that's being referred here? Swayambhuva Manu, thank you. And who is the Brahmana referred to here? Kardama Muni, thank you. Oh, wow. Yeah. So Kardama Muni is the sage And Sarvabhaumam, and the Manu is the Manu of the mankind. He's like the first being on this planet. He's so powerful. He's the emperor. And they are having this such a beautiful, humble dialogue with heartfelt exchanges. This is how Brahmanas and Kshatriyas interact. And there is so much appreciation and respect for each other. And the background story, for anybody who does not know, is that Swayambhuva Manu is looking for a match, suitable boy, for his daughter, the princess, and that's when he goes across the universe and comes to Kardama Muni's hermitage. It's a modest dwelling in the nature, like a really beautiful, not a hut, but a hermitage. Maybe anybody knows glamping nowadays. It's a beautiful, you can feel the nature inside. So this is happening. And he has come to this Brahmana. Brahma janati iti Brahmana. Prabhupada often quoted this. The one who knows Brahma, he is known as Brahmana. And who is a Kshatriya? Kshat trayate iti Kshatriya. Prabhupada says, Kshat means injury. And one who gives protection from injury, he is Kshatriya. And we go on this dialogue and we see that Prabhupada is saying that heart is more important. This Brahmana is just heart. And Kshatriya is like the whole body, some protection shield kind of thing. But heart is more important. And that's the heart of the matter in our Krishna consciousness culture, is go Brahmanya hitaya cha. We want to protect Brahmanas and we want to protect cows. And that is for the Jagat Hitaya. And that is the best universal welfare formula. That's the best for universe's protection, universe's welfare, and so much and so on. Kardama Muni here soon will become the father of Lord Kapila. And so he's very qualified. And this Manu, he's no Bhakta Manu who just joined yesterday. He's the emperor of the world. And still, they're respecting each other. And we see, if we now see what is happening in the current society, Brahmana has become like an occupation. It's a way to make money sometimes, right? It has become like, my friend wrote to me, Bhakti Tirtha Swami's disciple. She said, sometimes it's like they're highway robbers. And just, it's a way to appear very sophisticated, but just the reason behind it is money, 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 you know. So in contrast, we come back to this. Here we see the exchange is so cultured, so civilized. There are proper Vaishnava etiquettes followed. And the mood is being servant of the servant. It's not mood is being, I'm the leader and obey me, my way or highway. That's not the mood. And you may say, oh, that happened 2 billion years ago, right? 2 billion years ago, this day started, the day of Brahma started. So how is it relevant to us? You know, why even study this? But we see the same thing happening in Lord Ram's time. That was 2 million years ago. The exchange is the most similar. When Lord Ram's father and his guru discuss with each other, is the same mood. How can I serve you? I want to take your son. Okay, please take, you know, you have my blessings, my son. So, and what, that was 2 million years ago. But what do we see 5,000 years ago? We see Maharaj Parikshit. And if you could please, Karnapur Prabhu, kindly open 1.16.1. You can open the text. I will read Sanskrit. Suta uvacha tataha parikshit dvijavarya shikshaya mahim maha bhagavataha shashasaha yathahi sutyam bijataka vidaha samadishan vipra mahadgunastatha. So this is the first shloka from the 16th chapter, which is about Maharaj Parikshit's birth. He's again going to be the emperor of this universe, of this world. And there are astrologers singing his glories. They say that Maharaj Parikshit is going to develop amazing qualities. Being a great devotee of the Lord. And they say that the real qualification is to become the devotee of the Lord. So he's an emperor. And his real qualification, Prabhupada says, is to become a devotee of the Lord. You know, what can be a better qualification than that? We are not qualified to practice bhakti. And further the purport goes, Maharaj Parikshit was a Mahabhagavat, or a first-class devotee, who was well-versed in science of devotion, and, this is very important, he was able to convert others to become devotees by his transcendental instructions. I was really surprised to hear this. He's a king. And what is he doing? He's converting people to become, he's converting others to become devotees. Maharaja Parikshit, and you know, you don't have to preach. When your conduct is so nice, then people become devotees by just observing you. Maharaja Parikshit was therefore a devotee of the first order. And thus he used to consult great sages and learned brahmanas. Look at this. Consulting brahmanas is treated so important here that the emperor of the world, who is a great preacher, but he's still thinking, no, I need to ask sages and learned brahmanas. Such great kings were more responsible than modern elected executive heads because they obliged the great authorities by following their instructions left in Vedic literatures. Do you see that? The such great kings were more. Such great kings were more responsible than modern elected executive heads. And you know, it's Prabhupada writing that next sentence, you will see. This is not a social media, Instagram, Facebook post. This is from this purport. There was no need for impractical fools to enact daily a new legislative bill and to conveniently alter it again and again to serve some purpose, some useless purpose. So Prabhupada also chastised politicians in the Srimad Bhagavatam because he's also giving the solution. Okay, you're acting like fools, but then this is what you should do. Rules and regulations were already set forth by great sages like Manu, Yajnavalkya, Parashara, and other liberated sages. So you don't have to invent the rules. The rules are already there. They are in the Vedic literature, like yesterday. Aupaurishya, the Vedas are Aupaurishya, was mentioned a couple of times. They are coming from the God, these rules and regulations. And they are without flaw or defect. You see the sent words? This is without flaw or defect. This is solid, 100%, foolproof. Kings like Maharaja Parikshit had their council of advisors, and all the members of that council were either great sages or brahmanas of the first order. They did not accept any salary. This is so glorious. They did not accept any salary, nor had they any necessity for such salaries. Can you imagine? You are being hired as a consultant to the emperor, and you are not accepting salary. And the state would get the best advice without expenditure. I mean, Srila Prabhupada, one thing you see here is that Srila Prabhupada is a Paramhamsa. He's the greatest devotee. He wants to serve everyone. And at the same time, he's the most successful manager or businessman. There was no money spent. And let me contrast this with something really now modern things. There's a person in any newspaper you open, there's a person who writes a column, okay? And this is, he will ask, oh, etiquette advice. Oh, how should I act? What etiquettes are right? And you know how much that person's salary is usually nowadays? Any guesses? $25,000 to $100,000. And this is mundane questions. She looked at me the wrong way, or he told me this, and what do I do? It's like this, we are discussing the world's welfare matters, and it's done without expenditure. This is the culture is missing. It's not the duty, occupation, job, profession we are talking about. It's the culture. It's we are talking about a mission in having a mission in life, not leading a mundane life by brahmanas. And these brahmanas, they were giving advice, and then it says they were samadarshis. And if we go down a little bit, they would not advise the king to give protection to man and instruct him to kill the poor animals. They would not advise the king to give protection to man and instruct him to kill the poor animals. Prabhupada was so hot and heavy about this. We have to protect cows. When he went to see Prime Minister Indira Gandhi, he said, you have to stop these slaughterhouses, close them immediately. Indira Gandhi was really disturbed by Bangladesh. Somebody was killed, Prime Minister was killed, and she was disturbed. But she said, what else do you need? And then Prabhupada said, we need you to extend the visas for my devotees. And she said, okay, that I can do. And then she did it. So even today, if a head of the country accepts the advice of the brahmanas, we can see something good happening. Now, poor cows were not saved, but at least something good came out. The brahmanas were saved. Preaching mission was saved a bit. Now, we're going back to the purport. Such council members were not fools or representatives to compose a fool's paradise. Now look at this Prabhupada saying. They're not composing a fool's paradise. That's what happens sometimes. Have you witnessed any time a political situation where it feels like it's just a fool's paradise? It's just, you cannot trust anybody. Nobody's acting with their, they're just acting with their ego. Nobody's acting in a selfless, giving manner. They were all, and then we see, he read ahead. So, and this is very important. This is Maharaj Parikshit and other kings like that, Rajarshi kings. They knew perfectly well how all living beings in the state would be happy, both in this life and in the next life. Today, we are after like what next year, you know, you can get profits and people think, oh, it's too late. No, we don't want to risk it. But here we are talking about this life and the next life. That is how much, how great is the king, how great can a kshatriya can provide when he's getting to the heart of matter by listening to brahmanas. And then Prabhupada goes, they were not concerned with the hedonistic philosophy of eat, drink, be merry, and enjoy. They were philosophers in the real sense. They knew well what is the mission of human life. Under all these obligations, the advisory council of the kings would give correct directions, and the king or executive head, being himself a qualified devotee of the Lord, would scrutinizingly follow them for the welfare of the state. The state in the days of Maharaja Yudhishthir or Maharaja Parikshit was a welfare state in the real sense of the term, because no one was unhappy in that state, be he man or animal. And Maharaj Parikshit was an ideal king for welfare state of the world. Now we later see, after this 5,000 years ago, we later see the similar thing happening in Radha Govindaji temple, where this Prakash and Santosh are from Jaipur. And this Jaipur temple is right in the center. And the king used to have a house around the center to protect. And all the Kshatriyas used to have their houses around the temple to protect the Brahmanas serving the deities and to protect the deities. So we see little traces remaining of that culture. Later we see that Bhakti Tirtha Swami was advisor to some presidents. Yeah? And then we also see that Indradyumna Swami is right now doing preaching to Azerbaijan, I believe, country. They requested few devotees come and look at their education system and what can be done. Right now in India also, they are trying to make Bhagavad Gita mandatory. So once the Bhagavad Gita reading starts in the schools, every teacher has to teach Bhagavad Gita. So this is revolution coming, where the Brahmanas will be, kids will be trained to become Brahmanas. So we saw that Swalpam Apyasya Dharmasya, anybody doing anything, even little good, gets really benefited. So what to speak of this king following a Brahmana on a bigger picture. Even just in our small place, Florida, which is so remote, remotely away from India, during the COVID time, when His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami decided to leave his body here on the auspicious day related to Sanatan Goswami, because it was COVID, and his body was there after he passed away, and that needed to be taken to India to have his samadhi. In COVID, the body was absolutely not allowed on the plane if the person had COVID. Absolutely not allowed. It was big regulation passed, and it was a big risk. Imagine the whole plane getting COVID, all the passengers, right? But we wanted his Vapu to be in India. And I got a phone call, and then I contacted the mutual friend with the governor. Within 1 to 4 hours, we got the signature. It's okay, he's a very special case. You can take his Vapu to India. And then within 48 hours, less than 48 hours, you know, he was flying to India. So little bit, Salpam Apyasya Dharma, so little bit this, the Kshatriya helps Brahmana, great fortune can come upon them. We see that when it is not followed, then there is a big decline of civilization. When the schools, they took out God, then the problems became like drug, gun, and other immoral things. And when we see that this culture is not followed, problems arise. So Prabhupada was also used to think about our mission, Krishna conscious mission, what will happen to it if we don't follow this culture. One time in the middle of night, he rang his bell. Girira Swami came. He said, how will this movement go on? Now, Girira Swami had just woken up, and he said, by chanting Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, just by chanting, by reading books, Prabhupada, distributing books. I'm just paraphrasing. And Prabhupada said, no. And then Prabhupada said, by organization, this movement will go on. And intelligence. The intelligence is provided by Brahmanas, and the organization is provided by the Kshatriyas. So that's how the culture needs to be interwoven, so that we can save this world and make this universal welfare matter. Krishna consciousness is also sometimes the only hope. And when we package this message in form of books like Chaitanya Charitamrita or Bhagavatam, and give it to every respected person, Prabhupada said, should have Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita in this house. So when we do that, then this culture gets preserved, and the universal welfare happens. Vaisheshika Prabhu has helped us distribute 100,000 Bhagavatam sets just in last year's 5-month marathon period. And now we are on the Chaitanya Charitamrita marathon. And please take a set. Every respected household should have a Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. Right, Prabhu? You have sets? You just got one? One? Oh, wonderful. Jai, wonderful. Would you like to ask any comments, any corrections, any reflections, any takeaways? Yes, Prabhu? One second, Mike. Please state your name in the mic, please, first.
Oh, my name is Bhakta Alex.
Hi, I'm Bhakta Alex. Hare Krishna.
Hare Bol, Krishna. So the state of how the Brahmanas and the Kshatriyas, yeah, I don't remember where it exactly is in the Bhagavatam, but I remember somewhere it said that, I think in first canto, correct me if I'm wrong, that the Kshatriya age is over. And now, like, everybody now is being, like, as far as the birth pool and the samsara is concerned, their qualities of nature are, like, Shudra and either Brahmana, like...
That's correct.
Because now the current leaders of the world are, like, not so great, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But in ISKCON, we still have, well, not just ISKCON, but human society, there are still people being born with Kshatriya quality. So it's like, how in ISKCON can we utilize those with Kshatriya nature and understand that, okay, you're not a Brahmana, you're more Kshatriyic, you know what I mean? And what comes with being Kshatriyic also might come with, oh, well, maybe he's not for Brahmana ashram, maybe he's for Grihastha ashram, you know what I mean? Because he's going to be in community affairs and probably have a family. How do we distinguish those with different qualities from Brahmana to Kshatriya?
Amazing question. Thank you so much. Really appreciate your sincere question. You're right. The Srimad Bhagavatam does say that in Kali Yuga, every person has a Shudra tendency. Now, second aspect of your question, we still see people with anger. You mean to say it's more like anger we see, or a Kshatriya quality is to protect and rule by sacrifice. So we don't see that nowadays so much, is that they, like, we don't see any of the kings or presidents going on the war fields and not using money for the personal comforts. That is a proper Kshatriya. But yes, you're right. We do see bravery, chivalry. We see that. And how to use it? Another great question. So you can use it to distribute books. Go anywhere without having fear. Once you're fearless and you're going out to distribute mercy, that's a great use. And second incident, to protect other devotees. On the book distribution, one time, one person happened, I believe, in New York in the early days. Some devotees used to go on distributing books. And there were these almost gunda-type people, criminals, small criminals. They used to make fun of them and punch them. Not maliciously, but they used to harm them. Then after a few days, they saw devotees were very nice, very sweet. Nothing they happened. And then one big gang came and they were trying to harm the devotees. And guess who came to save? These other people who were actually harming devotees in the past few days. They came to save the devotees. And then they became devotees. So this is how Kshatriya nature can be used to protect devotees and to fearlessly distribute books. This couple here, they took six dozen Gitas. This is their first time. And they distributed six of them. And they donated six of them. So this is a very nice, no fear. And then just keep on giving to anybody and everybody. You also do, you guys do book distribution, right? We can go on together. Mother, you, Mother Guru Prasad here, she does a lot of book distribution fearlessly. And if we have time, I'll tell one more story. This is from Indradyumna Swami recollects this story. This actually happened in France. During the train times, the train stops, or Europe, a devotee girl entered into the train compartment and was trying to sell a book to a very rich man. So she gave the book, and he wanted to make fun of her. He took it and he threw it at her, and she was bleeding. She was literally bleeding with the book. And because the stop wasn't for too long, she had to get down. She was injured. I think she fell down too. It took her a few days to recuperate. And now because this guy had done such a thing, and the book didn't fall down, the devotee fell down from the train, the book remained in the compartment. And he took it to home as a souvenir. Look what I did. He kept it in his, it was on the floor because he just showed a souvenir. He didn't care it fell on the floor. The maid who was cleaning, she thought, oh no, this is a very good book. She wiped it and she kept it on the shelf. Within less than 1 year, his wife left him. I think someone passed away, someone left him. There were a family of four. And someone got so angry with the dad, they'd stopped talking to him or something. And then he was so down for a few days. He was a great accountant. That's how he had made so much money. That in one day, his hand just went to the shelf and he took out that book. Because he knew all other books and he didn't think they would help. But his hand went and he took out this book. He read it nonstop, I believe. And then he went to the Hare Krishna temple because he wanted to say sorry to this devotee. He didn't tell anybody anything. And he went in the temple and he said, I want to go on books. Oh, wow. So because he wanted to find that Mataji to say sorry to. So he started going on the book distribution. And few months later, he met that Mataji, and he said her sorry. And she said, no, no, don't think of it anything. It's God's work. She's a Brahmin. Like, look, the main quality of Brahmana is forgiveness. And then he did big numbers. He did a lot of books. And then I'm telling the story backwards. He was a great accountant. That was the first time the temple was in profit because he was such a great accountant. But 6 months later, he said, I want to go on books. And because he wanted to find that lady. And the temple president's hat almost sank. He's like, no, you're such a great accountant. No, no, he said, I want to go on books. So he started going on books. And he found that Mataji and said, sorry. And yeah, both are good friends and amazing devotees. Hare Krishna. Any other Sankirtan stories? Yes, Prabhu?
Hare Krishna. Thank you for a really nice class.
Thank you.
The beginning of the class, you were starting to talk about some warnings about like improper brahmana use. And I know Srila Prabhupada, like one of the things he did when he came to the West was kind of show everybody like what a proper brahmana is, and or especially even yogis, and he kind of exposed like bogus preaching and things like that. The first thing that came up with me when you were talking about that section was in the Bible, Lord Jesus Christ, he warns like his disciples, beware of the Brahmins, because they were doing something funny with money.
Yeah.
And so I'm just, you know, I think our philosophy is so wonderful because it's not afraid to like talk about inconsistencies to try to. So if you were, let's say you were on book distribution and they're doing preaching and you spoke with somebody that was open-minded but a Christian and wanted to hear some things, and they said, well, Jesus says beware of the Brahmins.
Yeah.
So how would you answer that?
Hare Krishna, nice question. First, sometimes there is a counterfeit money. Counterfeit money sometimes exists. But we still know that there is real money somewhere, right? We still know that there are good brahmanas, yeah? Yeah, it's just that some brahmanas are fake brahmanas. And they cheat in the name of religion. Even Srimad Bhagavatam says that, kaitav dharma, cheating dharma, some people will follow. You open a newspaper, Indian newspaper especially, every few months, there's a big scandal coming out. Some guru collected some thousands of crores, and it was just a scandal. He was not... So there's two aspects to it. One, and Prabhupada really warned us, devotees should not be too trusting. Don't be too trusting. He said, make sure you take two signatures on each check. Don't waste money. Why? Devotees tend to be too trusting. They may trust someone, and then they may cheat. So for one part aspect is we become careful. And second part, again, great question, is even Maharaj Parikshit did, be guided by qualified brahmanas. It's up to us whom to associate with, advanced devotees. Whose take shelter we take, like you guys take Mahatma Prabhu's shelter. That kind of brahmanas, when you're guided by them, then very difficult for other cheaters, yogi bogies to touch you, because you're under their protection. And always, when you go in front of Lord Narsingadev, pray to him, please protect my bhakti, please protect ISKCON, and please protect my Guru Maharaj. Janani Vas Prabhu asked us to pray like this. We really seek protection from Narsingadev. That answer your question? Hare Krishna, thank you. Anand Vrindavan here is also a big book distributor. Yes, Mataji, what's your name? Divya, thank you for coming and coming here and having a... Not seen you before, so just wanted to know. Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Any other reflections, any takeaways, any corrections? Hari Bol, Prabhu. I'm so grateful that you're here. You do so much deity worship, but still find time for Bhagavatam class.
Thank you. You yourself are a great book distributor. She has gone to all the hotels and all the, especially owned by the Indian, put books all over. And she makes sure that they're maintained. And like she said, she was able to get back to Shri Swami back to India. It's very powerful preaching. Thank you. I was just saying, when you're engaged in the service of Krishna book distribution, the last thing on your mind is whether you're protected or not. Because you're doing the service of Krishna, he will make sure that the service is protected itself. And because you're doing the service, you're protected. So, it's, you know, most of the time, whenever I go on book distribution, I notice how Krishna's mercy comes in so many different ways, so many different ways. Because you're doing Krishna service as a devotee, but the people you're giving the books to, they're devotees, just they haven't realized it. So Krishna's interest is not just you protecting you, it's also protecting the people you're giving the books to. So yeah. We may not see the results right away,
yeah.
Like the example you gave, you know, the people will come around later. So sometimes we think, oh, they haven't become a devotee right away, my preaching is not good. No, preaching is always very powerful, and we probably will not even live to see some of those people come to their, you know, respectful or rightful position as a devotee. Yeah. But the taste is in just going out and meeting people, and whenever you preach, whenever you talk about Krishna, you're getting purified, and everything around you is getting purified. So that is always so sweet. I just remember a simple thing, it's not such a big thing. We used to live in Vrindavan, and we got on the bus. Of course, it's easier to dress in devotional clothes in India. And as soon as we got in the bus, my husband said, "How much is it?" And he said, the conductor, the driver said, "Oh, Brahmins don't pay." He just assumed because my husband was dressed in a devotee, he's a Brahmin. So Brahmins don't pay. I mean, that you ask them, surprised. And they said, no, we don't. No, Brahmins don't pay for anything. They're protected by, everybody else. And I thought it was so sweet. So you can still see remnants of culture, especially in India.
Yeah.
Little things like that.
Yeah.
And so I thought it was really sweet and nice. And the same thing whenever we go on the Parikram path, it's easy to recognize the white body devotees usually because everybody in India dresses, I think. So I always saw glimpses all over. "Please, Prabhu, come in. We have to offer you a seat and something to eat." And, I took it, this is how it's supposed to be. But now I can, when I remember those times, I thought, wow. When you have a taste of that remnant culture, so powerful, such powerful preaching, it makes you think that just doing that simple thing, you have faith that Krishna can use anybody in his service.
Yes.
Yeah. And so, Adio. We just have to, if we do our service in the right consciousness and know that we're just doing this for Krishna, everything else will fall in place.
Yes. Yeah. And, we always glorify book distribution. In addition, there's kirtan distribution that people like Vishwambar Prabhu and Mayapur Bihari Prabhu, Mayapur Prabhu do, Mayapuris do. And, it's so wonderful. And their songs were number one on iTunes at one point, or in top 10. That Shiva Shiva Hara Hara was my favorite song. Yeah. Yeah, I used to send it to all, anybody and everybody, that song, because, it was such a fast song. Mayapuri's album, the Shiva Shiva Hara Hara song. And a few others were also very great, but... Oh, Jai, Hari Bol. Thank you, Prabhu. And they used to have a fun caption on their... inaugural launches just for devotees. They used to say, "We put Maya in Mayapur. But they put Mahamaya in everyone's heart. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Yeah, everybody's doing their part, yeah. Yeah, and we are protected in devotee Sangha. Thank you so much for wonderful questions. Thank you, Karnapur Prabhu, for being on the computer. Thank you, dear. Hare Krishna. All good. Manchakalpata Rubhyasya.